Well, we're talking too, and I don't know. I wish there were something else to report, but there is nothing else to report. They're still weighing and keeping an eagle eye on President Joe Biden, especially while he's around these NATO folks. They're trying to see if he can handle himself. He can't. There's enough that's been seen, but because people are tying in Donald Trump to this and they don't like him, they're not seeing what's clearly before their eyes. Whether it's Donald Trump, whether it's Joe Biden, and that's a lost cause, these people have to understand what's going on here, and we have to make some very tough decisions and move on them as a country. Forget about the politics. So anyway, there's a lot going on, and people are they're waiting for all kinds of, you know, the Alec Baldwin waste of time and all the different things that are out there. Like I say, I wish it was something new we could talk about. Everybody's talking about the weather, but nobody's doing anything about it. That's an old expression. And now people are talking about the rain because Gary Brown, director of Detroit Water and Sewage Department, you guys and all the prognosticators were absolutely right. We're having a hell of a rainstorm.
Yeah, Paul, we certainly are, but we're certainly not having the results that we had back in 21 when we had so much terrible flooding, both in the streets and in people's basements. We've come out of this one looking pretty good. It's not over with yet. I don't want to get too cocky.
I was just going to say there, you don't believe in jinxing, Gary? I believe in jinxing.
I'm not jinxing. I'm cautiously optimistic, but I know the hard work that the men and women at the Detroit Water and Sewer Department have put in. They've cleaned more than 4,000 catch basins. They've cleaned more than 300 miles of some of the worst sewer pipes so that we'd have the capacity to absorb this this amount of rain. So we've done all the work. We've been working on it literally for 2 years since actually 21 when we did an after-action report, and we made the corrections to the system that needed to be made. So I was cautiously optimistic that we would be able to manage this storm.
Well, anything you do, Gary, I am optimistic about the results. You've been very good at everything you've ever done. And
thank you.
And that goes for being now in charge of the director of the Detroit Water and Sewage Department. I was a part of that flood in 21. It was a mess. We still are not completely over it, but be that as it may, forget about my problems. Many, 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 many people had issues so that when they heard that this big rainstorm was coming, they couldn't help but have some real fear and concern that this could happen again. I'm happy to hear you say that changes have been made. Hopefully everything is in order. I mean, there's only so much rain you can handle, though. Here's the thing with your job and what you do is you have to be prepared for everyday living, but you also have to have some equipment and budget set aside for really bad storms that you can't predict.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, we've been building these green infrastructure projects, and we're able to put hundreds of millions of gallons of storm water in them. So the key is to slow the water down or eliminate it from getting into the sewer system at all. And the investments that we've made are starting to pay off, where we don't have to build these concrete holding facilities for storm water mixed with sewage. We're doing it naturally by slowing it down in areas of Detroit that can handle that, or eliminating it completely from getting into our sewer system. That's why we ask people, disconnect your downspouts. We don't want that water getting into our sewer system. We want it to go into grassy areas. And Detroiters have cooperated, and it's starting to pay dividends.
I am, latest I have, we've got the great Gary Brown, director of Detroit Water and Sewage Department, with us. I have a flood watch remaining in effect for most of southeast Michigan until 8 o'clock tonight. Is that still true?
Yeah, that's what we hear, but we can manage slow, steady rain. What you can't manage when your system is built for 1.67 inches an hour, you can't manage 3 or 4 inches in 1 hour. So as long as it's slow and steady until 8 o'clock, 10 o'clock tonight, we're going to be just fine.
And that's kind of the point I was trying to get. People say, well, they should be able to handle that. Well, if everything was built to handle the worst case scenario, you think our taxes are high now?
Oh my gosh, we
would be it would be impossible to live. It would be so expensive because you can't build everything for the worst case scenario and then not have it happen for 10 years. People want to know where the money went.
These systems were built 100 years ago or more. 100 years ago or more, when you didn't have the intensity and the volume of rainfall that you have today. Global warming is creating these super storms, and the systems weren't built for that. And so now you've got to adjust your system, make it more resilient. It takes time. It takes a lot of money. And fortunately, we've been doing that over the last 6 to 10 years, and it's starting to pay off.
Gary, while you're here in the final couple of minutes, and you had back in May the National Drinking Water Week with the mayor, Mike Doug, and all the folks around and stuff, you gave us an update on the city's nationally recognized, really kind of robust lead service line replacement program. Can you give us an update now on that?
Oh, yeah, I'm so proud of that program. We're doing more than 1,000 lines a month. I reported out to the mayor. He makes me lock my heels and stand in front of him and report out, how many did you do this week? And so I was proud to say we did 252 last week, and we're right on target. Now, that's more than any major city in the country that I know of. And just think about how long it took a small city like the city of Flint to get rid of a relatively small number of lines. And here we're doing 1,000 a month, 12,000 a year. And if we could find some more money, we could even ramp that up and go faster. So we're getting calls from all over the country asking us how we did it. We attracted contractors to come from Wisconsin into Detroit. We got every business in the state of Michigan that can do lead service lines working on it. And then we got local vendors that we've trained on how to do it. And most importantly, what the mayor is pressing me on is get your employees to do those lines also so that you can hire Detroiters and create jobs with some of these dollars. So we're doing it with local workers, and I'm proud of the program.
Well, as everybody knows, if they've paid attention, even though it was turned into a political thing and trying to blame the governor and all this other stuff, as you put it, Gary Brown, you're getting calls from all over the country because these lead lines are all over the country. They weren't just stuck in bad neighborhoods or, you know, bad areas. They were everywhere, even though people made a living making that a political hot potato when it shouldn't have been. We just need to get these things fixed. We're getting things fixed by this man, Gary Brown, director of the Detroit Water and Sewage Department. Keep up the good work, Gary. Keep in touch with us. Let us know what's going on.
Will do. Thanks for having me on, Paul.
Well, I always like having you on, Gary. Gary Brown, director of the Detroit Water and Sewage Department. He has served this city, this state, this country in so many capacities and has always, always done a good job, as far as I can tell, as we continue in focus with Paul W. Smith.